To the Pharisees, only religious people would be invited to dinner. I hope you get the picture. This is a Pharisee's house, so that says a lot. He invited Jesus to dinner, and this dinner, every meal was a sacred thing in this culture around the dinner table. And only the religious would be invited to this house. All right, so I hope you get the picture of what this little vignette is all about. So people were considered worthy to be there, and other people were not considered worthy to be there. And if we look at our next set of verses, 37 and 38, says this, "And a woman in the city who was a sinner, having learned that Jesus was eating in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster jar of ointment. She stood behind him at his feet weeping and began to bathe his feet with her tears and to dry them with her hair. Then she continued kissing his feet and anointing them with oil." I want you to get the full picture of this. Now, some people in the first service says, "Eric, how did this person get into this dinner if this is such a holy place?" Well, you have to understand, when the upper crust eat, the rooms were set up such that people outside would lean against the window and see how the upper crust lived. You understand what I mean? There were people around watching. Think about Jesus and all of his followers that weren't invited to this dinner. We're curious what was going to take place as he ate with a Pharisee. There were all kinds of people gathered around outside because they were outsiders, you see. And they were peering in to see what was going to happen between Jesus and this Pharisee and how bad Jesus was going to thrash him. Right? But something else you need to understand. This woman who pushed herself into this place was a prostitute. She was a streetwalker. And she was currently in that profession when she pushed her way into this meal. And she had her hands on Jesus. Now today, that doesn't seem that bad a deal. I mean, you know, so someone touched you. Big deal. In that day, you wouldn't be able to worship in the synagogue for weeks until you got clean. This was a big deal. All right? So, remember, Jesus is God who came to hang out with us because we don't see ourselves worthy to hang out with God. I want you to keep that in mind as we move through these scriptures today. Two key verses in this passage that we need to notice are verses 39 and 44. Go ahead with that. We have two types of people illustrated right here in this very place. When we feel like we don't meet up to our parents' or God's expectations, on the extremes, we will either be like this prostitute and just drop out, who doesn't believe she's worthy, or we'll be like the Pharisee who becomes rigid and judgmental and believes that they are definitely worthy. Well, Luke 7:39 says this, "Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw it, he said to himself, 'If this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what kind of woman this is and who is touching him, that she is a sinner.'" Now, let me ask you a question. Do you ever think that you're not worthy to come near to God in your present condition? Do you ever feel that voice down deep in your heart, in your mind's eye, that keeps putting you down? Does that voice ever make you feel that you're not worthy to come to God's presence? You see, I believe God wants us to reach out to Him. I believe God wants us to want Him, but God doesn't force us to do anything. You see, the Pharisee said, "She's a sinner." How easy it is for those of us on this side to be self-righteous and judgmental. Amen? We don't say amen to that so easy, do we? It's true, though, isn't it?